Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today, we are covering Body Noel Enterprises versus the United States. The U.S. Court of Federal Claims decided this case in 1996. The Federal Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed it in 1997. This is an adverse case. The taxpayer largely lost. And if you own a restaurant, you need to know what went wrong. Body Noel operated Hardee's fast food restaurants. The company argued that many components of its restaurant buildings qualified as personal property, not as part of the permanent structure. Personal property writes off faster. If you own a restaurant and you can move components into the 5 or 7 year category, that is a real benefit. Body Noel tried to do exactly that. The court said no. Most of the items the company claimed did not qualify. Here's what the court rejected. Acoustical suspended ceilings. Those are part of the building structure. Portions of the electrical system, part of the plumbing, the HVAC systems that keep customers and staff comfortable, and the porcelain mansard roof panels on the exterior. The court found all of these to be structural components of an inherently permanent structure. They belong in Section 1250, real property, slow depreciation. The company also presented reconstructed cost studies to support its claims. The court found those studies were not reliable enough. The numbers were not well supported. Very little survived. A carousel drive-up window unit, which is a piece of specialized equipment for the drive-thru, qualified as personal property. A decorative mirror also made it through. That was about it. Now, the Body Noel case came out of a different court system than most cost segregation cases. Most of the major cases go through the U.S. Tax Court. This one went through the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. The Federal Circuit confirmed it on appeal. That makes it a significant adverse result in its own right. So, what does this mean for a restaurant owner today? It means that having a restaurant does not automatically make your building systems personal property. The HVAC that keeps the dining room at a comfortable temperature is still building HVAC. The suspended ceiling is still a structural element. The plumbing running through the walls serves the building. Being a restaurant does not change that. Compare this to Morrison, which we cover in another episode. Morrison succeeded because the court went component by component with specific analysis of what each item actually did. Eliason doors, kitchen drainage, specialty lighting. Items with a specific operational function tied to the restaurant, not just items that happen to be inside a restaurant. That is the lesson from Body Noel. The character of your business does not override the character of the components. You have to show for each item why it functions like equipment rather than like a building. And your support has to hold up. The cost studies Body Noel presented were not reliable enough. That hurt the case as much as anything else. A properly done restaurant study is specific and disciplined. It claims the items that have real support, backs them up with engineering analysis, and leaves the structural systems alone. If your study is done correctly, Body Noel is a case your engineer has already thought about and worked around. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this connects to your own property, check the authority library in your report.